Congratulations! You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rose.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
I have to apologize for the kind of funny water sounds because I am in the bathtub.
Kate has a cold, everybody.
I've got a cold. I took 700 million COVID tests. They're all negative. I don't have COVID. I just have a head cold.
But how did you get it? Aren't you like freaked out about how we get things now?
My doctor testing site to get a really legit COVID test tomorrow.
Yeah, good.
Where they fucking do the alien autopsy and swab you in the parking garage.
Oh man, I will never forget the early days of that test. Holy shit. I think I had to get a test like within the first month of COVID because I was deployed. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, they went way the fuck up. It was so intense. Yeah.
You were part of the city's emergency response unit.
Everyone's like, I was crying. And they like go so far up, it like triggers your like tear ducts in your eyes. It's like so insane.
Yeah, that's the test I'm getting tomorrow, is the brain blaster.
No, it's just like a cute little like, oh, let me just clean up your nose a little bit.
No, dude, they fucking stab you through the fucking lobotomy zone still at my place.
Oh, really? Jeez.
They're still stabbing you up the ass.
Oh, God. Up the nose ass.
Sorry.
The nose anus.
Okay, but Maysoon.
Yes, Kate.
We gotta say thank you to all our sustaining donors, including Jim Prosser and Anonymous. Thank you so much. If you want to donate to the show, you can go to congratulationspinetree.com and you hit that donate button. I'm doing a little reworking of the website. I want to thank, actually, all the listeners, because at this point, I am ill. I can't go anywhere. I'm a pariah. I've been exiled from society. And all that's keeping me going is this podcast. It's my only connection to humanity.
That's so extreme, Kate.
Well, it's true.
I know. Poor Kate.
Okay, Maysoon, here's the deal. Somebody sent, didn't we get a turkey picture?
Yeah, I think our friend of the show, Zoe Talapora, sent us a turkey photo. Are you in the
email? I want to also apologize to the listeners that sent us events that we forgot to mention.
Yes.
We had a lot of events for yesterday, Saturday, that we didn't mention.
Please keep trying, listeners. Please work with us and keep trying. We'll get it eventually.
Yeah, we want to give... Yeah, thank you. We want to give a shout out to the Side Woo podcast with Sarah Tebow and Elizabeth Bernstein. Yeah. Go check that show out. Friends of the show, Bay Area, or Sarah is now in LA, but Bay Area connected artists doing a show about spirituality and all kinds of stuff. Okay, we got an incredible entry into our turkey picture contest, and I'll go ahead and put that in the show notes, which you can access at congratulationspinetree.com.
Can you have a quick description of the photo for us?
It is an incredible, it's really a turkey framed beautifully by lush vegetation, including some long leafy plants. I think it's a female turkey. Okay. And then just in the background is a very Californian looking, like orange, light orange house with a burnt orange door and some burnt orange details with a person standing at a railing, maybe unaware of the turkey, and the turkey could go and strike at any moment. The suspense is
whoa,
just palpable.
So dangerous.
So Kate, we want to say a huge thank you to Zoe for that.
Huge thank you to Zoe. Can I just say hold please for a minute? I have to move. The fan is like really going off here, and
it's
like the sound is insane.
Go for it. Do it.
Okay, there's gonna be some noise. Everyone prepare yourself.
Okay, I'm gonna tell people to submit their turkey pictures. If you want to send your turkey pictures to us, send them to congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. You can also send us your comments to that email address. You can tweet us at @PineTreePodcast, or you can give us a call, 419-351-6606. Hey, they got an application open over there at the San Francisco Arts Commission for the India Basin Shoreline Park Project.
I think that's going to be, you know, I was working at CDR, Civic Design Review, when that project came through, and I think it's a cute little spot. I think it could be a really cool opportunity for artists.
Yeah, people should get in on that, and you have to submit your application by October 14th at midnight.
It's so crazy.
Hang on, I'm getting out of the bathtub while you sort your shit out.
My mic level's only at 53. That's not that high. How are you feeling any better?
No, I'm doing quite poorly, actually. Not only physically, but emotionally as well.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Is it the moon? Is it like the season we're in? Is it because we're transitioning from summer to fall?
Yes, we're recording this on... Yes, I think the seasonal transition. I think that the moon, because we're recording this on Sunday.
The moon is literally full right now. It's like 100% full currently.
You mean we're recording as the moon is filling up?
We're recording as the moon is at its fullest. It, like, it's...
Okay, let's not freak out.
Hold on 1 second. Let me get my little note here.
Maysoon, please don't freak out. Well, here's the fee. This is what the astro posted.
Sometime in a couple, an hour or two, it's going to be 100%
full. Yeah, today, around noon. Okay, a general return to purpose and a vitality to start something new that's been old and in the back of your mind for months, maybe years now. That's the feeling of this full moon. But how do you do that, Maysoon? You do it by letting go. Full moons are about letting go. New moons are about setting intentions. Below are short horoscopes for each sign. Okay, ready? Ready for your Aries horoscope? We're only going to do Aries and Virgo. If anybody else wants something, you got to go find it yourself.
I was just going to take a quick note. Full moon is about letting go, and the new moon is about setting intentions.
Uh-huh. Pickles, that's according to the astro poets. Okay, ready, Aries?
Yes, ready, Aries.
Okay. Let go of the desire to just finish something. Even if it's finished, if it's not what you want, it's not what you want. What do you actually want?
That feels pretty accurate. I do always need to finish things, even if it's like, this is dumb. You don't even like this thing that you're doing, you know?
Okay, and then for Virgo, which is me, it says, let go of caring so much about how life will work out for other people.
Hmm.
You cannot control that. You cannot control that. You cannot control that. You cannot control that.
Wow. How do you feel about that? I don't know. Does that feel appropriate for you, or do you even agree with that? Do you agree with it all?
No, I'm too selfish to give a shit about other people.
Oh, you don't care about other people in the first place. Great. Well, there we go. Well, why did they think you did? They clearly weren't, like...
They forgot about my Scorpio placements.
Thanks, but no thanks. No, just kidding.
Just kidding. Just kidding to all the other people listening to the show.
What do you mean? You don't want to sound like you're that.
You know, evil. There's a lot of people that listen to the show who aren't me.
Oh, are there?
And I want them to know that I do care about them.
At least you want them to think that you care about them.
Yeah. No, I do care deeply. Okay, but I'm not trying to control anybody. This is the thing, Maysoon. Yeah. Where are you at on your codependency knowledge?
Codependency, what was the last part?
Your knowledge of codependency. Where are you at with that?
Well, I don't know any terminology. I am very, I have had friends in my life who have had like very serious codependent relationships with people. So I feel like I've had a lot of opportunity to observe codependency, I guess.
Okay. And do you have any advice for the codependents out there?
Well, I guess I just feel I think for me, I just know that it's not for me. Like, I don't want to be in a codependent relationship. Like, that's not something I'm interested in. But I don't, I mean, I think if it's
not for you,
isn't this about me?
I love it.
You would have said the same thing. I feel like I don't really want to judge people for being codependent. Cause I feel like if it's a shared in your relationship with that other person, if you both are codependent of one another, then maybe, and it's a supportive codependent, is it possible to have a supportive codependent relationship? Because if it is, then great.
No, because generally codependents try to hook up with love avoidance. So,
wait,
or
say
people
that one more
that
time?
Have like a...
Oh.
Usually codependents are trying to go be in relationship with love avoidance. So people who are avoidant. So they're trying to, or, you know, I think the big thing is like codependents are with alcoholics or gambling addicts or drug addicts, you know, people that.
So you're describing the codependent as like one, it's a kind of a one-sided part of the relationship. It's not usually shared. It's not usually two people who are codependent on one another. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think it's a codependent relationship when you have that dynamic where one person is giving, 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 and one person is taking, taking, taking.
Mm.
I think you would
call that. Okay, well, then I would say everyone get the hell out of those relationships. That sounds like danger.
Yeah, I would say generally Maysoon. I think I can speak for both of us when I say codependency, not for us. Anxiety, not for us. Depression, not for us. Feeling bad, not for us.
Correct.
Well, I'm glad we just kind of can expel those things from our lives.
Why are you thinking about codependency? Well, did that come up recently?
I'm doing a lot of self-help work at this time.
Oh, okay. Just for yourself, for your personal self, or for your artistic self? Or I guess it's really one and the same sometimes, right?
My artistic self.
Well, like your art practice. Are you making something? You know what I mean?
Am I codependent with my art practice?
Are you? Oh, no.
I never even considered such a thing.
Oh, why don't you think about it, and next week we can discuss. Maybe this is something for our 300th
episode. I
think
that would require me to personify my art practice.
Yes!
To a very high degree.
Who can we hire to do that? Who's the best actor to personify? Who's the best famous actor to personify your art practice?
Oh, I need like Frank Oz doing the Miss Piggy voice.
Oh my god, I love that. That's super cute. That's really...
Or my dad.
Okay, fine. Either way.
Shouting.
Either way, I feel like because it's the Miss Piggy voice that lets us all know quite a bit, which is really a very charming thing.
Okay.
She was my absolute favorite when I was a kid.
Miss Piggy?
Oh, yeah.
I loved Grover.
Grover, I mean, I loved all of them, but I really like, for some reason, I was like the kid who identified with like Lucy in like the Peanuts comics and like Miss Piggy in the Muppets. I just
Ooh,
was like this, like,
you're the bossy dominant.
I was like
one.
The bossy bitch. Like, I love, and
oh, I love it.
It's really cute. And like, you know, my mom definitely embraced it. Like, I had Miss Piggy books, I had like Lucy sweatshirts. I was just like, yeah.
I love it. Step into your power.
Isn't
Mason.
That so cute? I know. I'm trying to regain. I need to regain that.
Yes.
Stupid adulthood,
tap into
man.
That.
You repress so much shit just to like make it and just make it through life. It's so
no,
fucking annoying.
No, you gotta step into your boss bitch persona.
Yeah. What happened?
Okay, phenomenal.
But can I ask who you identified Mason. With when you were a kid? Like what your cartoon, like favorite cartoon characters were?
Oh, that I identified.
Well, or
with.
That you just were like really were like drawn to, let's say.
That's tough, Maysoon. I don't know if I really identified with anyone, but I think my first impulse is to say Waldo.
Wow.
From Where's Waldo?
Yeah. But was Waldo like an actual, was that an actual like comic strip or cartoon? Or was it, I just think when I think of Waldo, I just think of him hiding like in
He's
the midst
in his
of a
books.
Huge. Oh.
Mm-hmm. He's in his books. I mean, he is a scholar. He's a traveler.
Mm-hmm.
Is he a colonizer? I'm not sure.
Maybe.
But he's definitely getting out there. But, you know, it's not like he's donning, like, other cultures' garb or...
Right, he just had his fucking striped shirt, right? And his little hat.
He had his striped sweater, his hat, his jeans, and, yeah, all his good shit. His walking stick.
But was his whole thing was that he blended into the scene and you had to find him, right? Or is that just something that happened afterwards?
No, that's definitely what his deal was, that you had to find him. But the reason that he was, you know, so hard to find is because he's always in the thick of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, he's out there. He's traveling. He's experiencing, you know, he's learning.
Mm. Wow. That's very, I feel like that's you very know? Wise of you to have that kind of a connection to that sort of character.
Well, I mean, he's always in the middle of a big morass.
Yeah. And you've did
he's in the middle of a big fiasco.
Did you feel like you were in the middle of big fiascos as a kid?
There was definitely stuff going on.
We don't need to get too into it. I know where this is like a weird public podcast.
But Maysoon, the truth is, he was always in the middle of a big fiasco, but he was staying cool as a cucumber.
Oh, so this is like maybe aspirational.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that rude?
Exactly.
I'm sorry. I think it's.
But he was also always losing all his shit.
Oh, okay, so aspirational to some points, and also probably.
Yeah.
I don't think of you as
well,
a person who's losing
you
your
get
shit
to the,
ever.
No. Well, no, I mean not like losing your shit, like going nuts. I
no,
mean like
losing
your shit because he would start out in the first page with a huge stack of books. And then at the end, he has no books. And then you have to go back through all the different pages and find all his lost books.
I guess I would say, can I just take it back really quick? I don't think I identified with Lucy and Miss Piggy. I just really loved them.
Oh,
Like, identifying as is a different story than they were just my favorite characters.
Okay, Maysoon, here's the deal. David Bayes, Malcolm Kenter / Rachel Marino, who are a collaborative, and Stanford graduate Omar Hawaida El Sabro are having their opening at Recology.
Oh, cool. That sounds like a cool.
On Friday,
Yep.
Yeah, go ahead.
It sounds like an interesting group.
Yeah. It's going to be Friday, October 14th. That's the opening. Then there's also open hours on Saturday, October 15th and Tuesday, October 18th. And then there's artist talk that day at 6 p.m.
Sorry, what day is it? Friday what? Next Friday?
You got Friday, October 14th. Okay, write this down.
Okay,
write Saturday, it down. October 15th and Tuesday, October 18th. We really got to go. Can we go together?
So basically it's next weekend. Yes, let's go.
If I'm not blasting spores into your face...
Oh, Lord. We can wear masks in the car or in whatever transportation we take.
I got to tell you, that collaborative Malcolm Kenter and Rachel Marino, they make like mini golf courses. So I don't know if they're doing that for this project.
Wait, what do you mean? Tell me more. Do you know them? Have you seen their work before?
I know all these motherfuckers because I juried this.
Oh, well, you did?
Yeah. Remember how Maysoon doesn't know a single thing about anything I do? Maysoon, am I teaching right now?
Yes, you are teaching.
Okay.
Queer art what am history. I teaching?
Queer art history, yes.
See, I got
Where
it.
Where is it?
SF State.
Where am I teaching it? Okay, finally.
Woo! I was going to text you last night to be like, I remembered. See what happens next week.
Yeah,
see what
it.
Happens next week.
Okay, so get out there and see that.
Cool. That sounds really fun.
Okay, what else?
So Joe can Hanson I just say project. That the mini golf course situation reminds me of this project that Will Brown did. Remember Will Brown? Were you here? You heard it. I think maybe, I want to say.
I don't think I was here at this
time. Okay, Will Brown was Lindsay White, Jordan Stein, and David Kasperzak. And they were in the former, oh, Lord, how am I forgetting? The former Triple Bass Gallery space on 24th Street in the Mission. And they did incredible, of course, incredible exhibitions as Will Brown. And one of them was a mini golf course in this tiny gallery. So when you say mini golf course as an art project, I always think of that. That's where my head will always go. I'm sure millions of other people have done mini golf courses. I'm sure it wasn't like necessarily an original idea, even Will Brown's, but who knows?
I love it. Joe Hanson Projects has a new show up. It's got Alexi Antoniadis.
Okay.
You think I said that right?
Not really.
God damn me and my mouth and brain.
Get your mouth and brain coordinated.
You got Origin Stories, okay, with Alexi Antoniadis and Susie Taylor. And it's going to be up through October 15th, so there's only a limited time left to go see this show. It's got cotton weavings and sculptures that are like oil paint on steel sculptures, everything abstract. It looks really eye-catching. So get over there. They're just over there in their usual space on Telegraph, and you should go check this show out. I like the look of it.
Are there still a lot of galleries in the, remember the Oakland Art Murmur? Is that still happening? I guess the question is like, so much has changed since COVID, and I don't really feel like I haven't really caught up with what's going on in the East Bay as far as like how things are coming back together.
Yeah. First Friday still happening always.
Okay, and so are there still a lot of galleries there? Because I feel like there used to be a whole handful, and now it seems like it's
a
just
lot of galleries.
There are, okay, good.
Nope, there's still, there's a bunch of galleries over there.
Cool.
You know, when they close down the street and they have like stuff going on.
Yeah.
It's just Rock, Paper, Scissors isn't there anymore. But they have a new location, I think, in West Oakland.
Oh, good. I still am on their email list. So I get
East Oakland? Sorry. I think it's East Oakland.
Okay.
Okay. Also, Michael Zhang and Sherwin Rio have a show at 500 Cap Street. I'm dying.
Mm.
It's going to be on view October 22nd to November 19th. That's Michael Zhang's show. It's called A Tree is a Tree, okay?
Okay.
And then Sherwin Rio has a show called As Above, So Below, which is going to be December 3rd through February 25th.
As Above, So Below, okay.
Did you know that Michael Zhang is a San Francisco-based conceptual artist whose work is influenced strongly by his Buddhist upbringing? The exhibition title, A Tree is a Tree, is a Buddhist aphorism that informs the work on view, all of which place emphasis on seeing and noticing. We need that right now, Maysoon. That's going to really keep us at keep all the mental weirdness at bay.
I think Michael Zhang did a series of like meditations at the old Berkeley Art Museum, where they, you know, when they had they had to show up with like different Buddhas in, you know, vitrines, and I think he was doing meditations aside next to them.
Okay, and did it cure all your mental weirdness?
Well, no, I didn't. No, I didn't. I don't think I went to them, but I remember thinking that that was. I was like, oh, that's interesting. Way to interact with.
God damn it, Maysoon. I need a cure for mental weirdness now. Stat.
I don't think you need to cure your mental weirdness. Why do you need to cure that? Why do you feel pressured to cure your mental weirdness?
Because it's like made me feel bad and stuff, you know.
It's making you feel bad this afternoon? Is that what you're
all day, every day. I'm having constant mental weirdness. I got a new therapist and they are like taking me through all this shit. We're doing internal family systems. Where you like figure out all your different parts of yourself, and some of my parts not so good, Maysoon.
Well, that's okay. You're working, you know, you don't be too hard on yourself. You're working it out. You got to take
I mean, I'm not hard on myself, but I'm like not really loving some of these parts.
Okay. Well, it's good to just acknowledge that and then keep moving forward through it. Right? Like you have to take it at the pace you can take
it. This is codependency. This is codependence right now, right here, right now.
What is?
Codependence happening right here, right now.
You and I?
Yeah, you're being my little mommy. I need my mommy.
I don't think it's codependency. I think it's just being supportive. I'm being a supportive friend.
No, you're right. You're right. I love you. God bless you. Okay. Maysoon Root Division's about to have their auction.
Oh, God.
They have a preview party that already happened, sure enough.
As but usual, the everything has already happened for us. God damn it.
Uh-huh. Well, we're really getting back on track here.
Maybe we should do something for the new moon and set some intentions to have things happen before we announce. Or I don't know.
Set our intention to announce more? Well, we got all caught up last week. What were we talking about? We were talking about all the live events and shit we went to. Now, keep in mind, I just recently got sick, so I wasn't just like snotting and glarfing at all the plays. Yeah, no.
Kate's being very cautious, just in case.
I've just been locked up in my house with all my different internal family system parts beating my ass to shreds.
Oh, shit. I kind of like this therapy technique and almost want to call your therapist for some help. Internal family systems.
Yeah, let's all get on the same therapist. The whole Bay Area art scene. Yeah, she could be like, wow,
I see
therapist.
It. They could probably, you know, recognize some kind of pattern between all of us, or maybe between artists even. Probably not.
Whoa.
That would take a mighty environmental brain.
Well, Root Division's Art Auction 2022 is going to be on view until October 22nd at their gallery, okay? And you can get on ClickBid to start bidding on shit.
Okay.
Right now you can. Okay, get over there. Speaking of, Monster Drawing Rally is coming up. That's going to be on Saturday the 15th. I'm going to be drawing, everybody.
Yay!
I'm in the last shift.
You're in the last shift. I heard it was going to be, Val mentioned it was going to be kind of a longer event than usual. Like, you'd usually, historically, it's been like a four-hour event. And I think now, do you remember how long it's going to be? They're going to start, like,
It's going to be motherfucking 3 to 9.
Okay, so that's 6 hours.
And my shift is at 7:40.
Okay, so they're spreading out the time. Presumably, there'll be less artists per shift to allow for more space. And they're having it inside the gallery this time as opposed to out on the street or in the Verdi Club. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I asked her all the questions the other day. And they're also really looking for volunteers. I imagine because it's 2 hours longer than usual, they probably need even more volunteers. So if you are available to volunteer, usually that gets you, you know, free admission to the event, get in touch with
SOEX. You probably could
even
steal a drawing.
Probably don't steal a drawing because it is a fundraiser for a very important and old nonprofit in our Bay Area ecosystem. So you should just definitely support them.
You can definitely pocket a couple drawings.
Stop it. Val, don't listen to this episode. Oh my God.
Don't anyone listen to this episode.
Just get on SOEX's website. I'm sure there's a way you can, you know, click to volunteer there. But it's a really fun, super, one of my favorite, all-time favorite Bay Area events. Who doesn't love seeing people draw on the spot? I mean, are you going to be so nervous and sweaty?
Yeah, come on through, watch everybody sweat. Yeah, I always get super fucking nervous. Mm-hmm. I'm nervous right now just thinking about it.
So
okay,
Maysoon,
there is a new show going up. It's not going up until December 14th, but just keep it in mind, okay?
Okay.
So on December 14th, BAM PFA is opening a new curated selection of Buddhist art from antiquity to present, okay? We got this email from AJ Fox. AJ Fox, always sending us the BAM PFA PR.
Okay, cool.
AJ Fox, you know what you did.
Is that all you had to say about that, or are you still checking out the email?
Just all the Buddhist stuff is making me be like, do I need to go on some kind of meditation retreat?
You might need to start meditating a little bit, but I don't think you need to go on a retreat.
I do the mindless.
Do the mindless app where you just walk aimlessly.
Yeah, I do the mindfulness app, Maysoon, from the VA.
Okay, yeah. I do, I do. I'm on the Calm app.
Yeah, is it working? I'm definitely not doing enough. I need to be more mindful.
There was a period where I was probably meditating like 3 times a week in the morning before work, and that was fucking great. And I felt really different, actually, just doing that. Not really different, but I felt way more like relaxed and ready for the day, you know? Like in a
that's good.
In a more helpful way than when I usually am just like flying around in the morning trying to remember things, you know.
Flying around,
you know what
that's
I mean?
That's me in a nutshell.
So
you know me, I'm flying, I'm hitting the ceiling.
The Calm app, you know, Calm, you're welcome to send us money if you want us to be your sponsor at any time. Or not sponsor, I just feel we're promoting these two mindfulness, you know, apps like free.
Oh yeah. Well, the mindfulness app is free.
So is Calm. Well, it's free, but I also...
Isn't there like a premium?
I think there's a premium that if you're a Kaiser patient, or if you're a Kaiser member, I guess, you can get... Kaiser has like a login for its members for the Calm premium app, which started during the pandemic, which is really fucking awesome.
Okay. We got a lot of Kaiser people on our listenership.
Does the mindfulness app have like... Calm has these like every day, there's these 10-minute, that's like daily Calm, which is like a 10-minute meditation where they talk about a different kind of idea for the day, and those are super easy.
Let me tell you.
You just like click the button, sit down, follow the app for 10 minutes, and it's done. Like, you don't have to do it yourself if you are not organized enough like I am. Then it's super helpful.
Yes, the mindfulness training app has like little readings every day. It has like little readings about mindfulness and myths about mindfulness and things like that, and then you have a practice, a couple of practice options. And so like the one I have right now is awareness of the body. It's a 13-minute like mindfulness practice.
That's great.
And then there is like you can do different, you can choose the amount of time you want to do like a seated meditation, and some of them are kind of guided at first and then they kind of let you go.
Yeah, that's what I do.
And the thing I love about it is there's also a tracker thing where you can set your mindfulness goals. Like one of mine is remembering to shampoo my hair when I'm in the shower.
What? Okay.
Sometimes I take a shower, I get out of the shower, and I'm like, did I shampoo my hair? I can't remember.
You wash your hair every day?
Hell yeah. Oh, okay. I have 5 strands of hair, Maysoon. It's like baby's first hair.
Forget about that. People with like less hair wash it more often, which
seems... Yeah, I got no hair. You got a motherfucking mane like a lion.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm over here with like Charlie. I'm Charlie Brown.
Yo, your few strands. Cute. You're not Charlie Brown.
Thank you, Maysoon. Thank you for saying that it's cute.
It's very cute.
But Maysoon, the truth is... I forget if I shampoo my hair. Then I'm shampooing my hair twice. I'm getting out. I got no shampoo in. Then my hair's all fucked up. You know.
Need the mindfulness app
a person
in the shower.
Should know. A person should fucking know what they're doing. You know what I mean?
What are you thinking about where you literally can't remember if you...
I'm
like,
completely lost in there. I'm in there. I'm in a whole nother world.
You're like in a different
time,
galaxy, like looking at a whole other dimension of our
completely.
Own earth.
I'm on autopilot. My body's in there, but my brain is completely gone.
Oh, man. That's wild.
You don't have these moments?
Occasionally, but not usually like in things like that. It's more like if I am going for a walk and I'm listening to a podcast or something, I might completely lose track of where I am physically, but where I am with the podcast and be like, what just happened? I'll have to rewind for like 5 minutes or something. You know, like I have those kinds of
mind wanders.
Yeah, or just get like caught up in like the scenery and like stop listening, which is totally fine, I think.
This is how I lock my keys in the house like twice a week.
I now have a little like a little tray where I just put my keys, mm-hmm. both my sets of my work keys and my home keys, just on the tray in the hall table.
And you're like, because you walk right by it, you pick them up as you're going.
Kind of, because I put them in my pants pocket. Sometimes I put them in my jacket pocket. Sometimes I put them in my bag, and then I switch bags and pants and jackets, and I just can't.
No.
You know what I mean? So then I'll spend like 30 minutes running up and down the hallway looking for my keys. Right when I'm like clearly running late. So I was like, I really need to come up with a better system. And so far, it's worked pretty well.
That's good. That's really good.
Oh my God.
Okay, Maysoon, also on the mindfulness app that we're pitching, even though it's free, it lets you log all the meditations that you're doing. And sure enough, I started doing this stuff in May of 2019.
Oh, wow.
And I have done 6 meditations.
Amazing. Oh my God. Good job, Kate. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. But what I really love is on the like home page of it, there's like this little scene of like an outdoor scene of grassy area.
Uh-huh.
And you start out with a little seedling sprouting out of the ground. And as you do more stuff, a little tree grows.
Okay. I feel like you're so still now I have in a the little seedling tiny mode. Tree. You have a tree
yeah,
already?
Yeah, well, I have a very small. It's fucking very small. Okay. It's small, Maysoon.
I'm like, after 6 sessions, do you have a tree already? That does not seem realistic.
Well, they got to give you a little something to go on. Plus, I've read a lot of the things. Oh, come on, that's cut good. Me some slack.
I'll cut you some slack. Fine. A little baby sapling is all you get. For that's perfect. Pete's sake.
Okay. Thank you so much. I praise you and I bow to you. Okay. Maysoon, what else is happening? Do we have anything else we need to say or announce? I went and saw the Dewdrops in the Garden show over there at SOAS.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that before I came down with my terrible illness that is sure to kill me. I went and saw Dewdrops in the Garden over there. It's so excurated by A. Preston Mint. It was a great show. It was very, how do I say this, Maysoon? It was like very sparse.
Sparse. I was going to say that as well. It's kind of refreshing, actually, because I feel like, you know, oftentimes SOAS
yeah,
has
wasn't like
all
overloaded.
The space is full. Like there's like video, yeah. there's projections, there's installations, there's like lots of things. This actually was... kind of gave you the space and time with each of the works or each of the artists, which is sort of sweet.
Yeah, it was very nuanced.
Yeah.
I loved it. I loved all the work in the show. It was really good. There was some peeing on people. That was great. There was some, I really loved, there was like some fiber art, kind of quilted things where there was like dark purple on one side and then light on the other side and the light would shine through it kind of.
Is this
and
the,
so
the big, the big circular piece that you had to walk into?
Yeah, where there's like yeah. people like butt,
lots
doing
of
it
dicks.
In the butt and the,
yeah.
yeah. And I loved that. I just like the idea of queers in nature.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that was a great. Concept for a show. So I loved it. I give it a 10 out of 10.
I think because the show that we currently have at the Arts Commission, there's lots of penises or dicks, you can say whatever you want to say. In that show, uh-huh. I was particularly...
lots of phalluses.
Phalluses, sure. I was compelled by that one piece as well. I was like, oh, wow, okay, there's also penises in this show too. Great, you know? So I was like...
yeah, penises are on
I
the rise.
I was curious about the... I was like, what other shows are also having like nudity or not nudity, but, you know, just showing. I don't know. It just made me like think that there was some kind of Bay Area cosmic thing happening. Or I don't know why I was being weird. But I'm trying to remember. I thought the show was interesting. I did right away notice how sparse it was, but I think that's just because I'm unfamiliar with that look in that particular space. Like, there's other spaces where, like, it's often sparse and you expect it, you know?
Right.
But it didn't bother me. I was kind of like, oh, good job.
Yeah, I think it's nice to be a little... yeah, I think it's totally good to not pack the place full of shit. Okay, Maysoon, you know how you... I don't know if you're really on top of this, but if you're coming from the East Bay and you're driving in a car and you're going to SOEX, you go by that Best Buy and that Office Depot.
Yes. Know it very well. Rainbow's right over there.
Well, that Office Depot, Rainbow's right by. That Office Depot, sure enough, is closing permanently.
Why? What are they going to do with that massive space? And they are having
the clearance sale of a lifetime.
Damn, I'm going to go get a new printer.
And so we stopped by there. I was like, printers, office chairs, rulers, protractors, highlighters, load me up.
Notebooks, and paper, sure enough, colored research paper. Yes, all of it.
Yes. Oh my God, they had so much colored paper, Mason.
I love it. I want all the pink. Steep, I want all the hot pink and all the discounts. Lime green in the world.
The deals are unbelievable. But Maysoon,
yes,
we get so much shit. We're research assistant Katie Kondo and I were loaded to the brims, our arms full of shit.
You guys were like, okay, kids scissors. In a candy store, but you were actually just adults in a fucking like office max.
Office supply store. Binder clips. Okay.
Oh, I hate binder clips. What the hell are you doing with binder clips? They drive me nuts for some
I
reason.
I love binder
you
clips.
You do? Oh. Why?
What are you saying?
I don't know. I just feel like nothing should be that thick. I don't know.
Well, I'm not using it for paper. I'm using it for all kinds of weirdo shit. Okay, hiding good. Things.
Hiding things.
I put keys. I'll put a key on it and then clip it onto a secret hiding
Ooh,
spot.
Ooh, now we know your secret. I'm going to go break into your
Maysoon,
house.
Maysoon, there's nothing you can't do with a binder clip.
I don't know. I'm not into it. I think there was a point where I was really into binder clips, and now I'm just like, I've had enough. Doesn't
oh,
make any
so you're a hipster
sense,
is but... what you're saying. You're a binder clip hipster. You're a blipster.
Been there, done that. Okay, you love binder clips. I don't. Next, what else? What other exciting office supplies did you run out with?
Well, everything. I was getting
was
everything
really
under
discount?
The sun. I tried
was
to find
a really
toner.
Good deal, or was it sort of like, it's okay?
Yes, dude, I'm talking 50, 60%
oh,
off.
Shit, I got to get over there. I'm going today.
That's what I'm saying. But wait, there's more, Maysoon. We get up to the fucking register, okay?
Yeah.
Sure enough, their fucking system is all fucked up. They're only taking cash.
Oh, fucking hell.
And I only
hell.
Have $5. No one so we just left all our shit and peaced out.
I would have just given it to you for $5. We're like, here you go. Super discount.
Right? Just give us this
it's
shit.
It's fucking closing
God
down.
Damn,
what do
you're
they
trying
care?
To liquidate. That was, it was bananas from soup to nuts. The whole situation. As we were walking up to go inside, there was a guy outside. And he did seem a little bit unhinged. And he was like, hey, do you think that's blood on the ground?
Oh, fucking
And we
hell.
Were like, what? No, I think we think it's paint.
Yeah.
But he was like, no, it's blood for sure. And we were like, okay.
Because I feel like I see so many people just like someone comes up to them and says something and there's just a complete like, I just ignore you. Literally don't exist. I ignore you completely. And I just feel like that's fucking shitty. Because people are people. They're still fucking humans
oh,
in the
yeah.
world.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
you know?
If you feel safe talking to somebody, why not talk to them? People need to talk to people. I wish somebody would come talk to me right now. I've
I'm
got
not talking
nobody
to you.
Here. I got nobody around. Well,
That's
you obviously.
You're
and I
covered
say
in
thank God.
Germs right now.
Uh-oh.
You're always
Maysoon,
covered in germs.
Maysoon, my headphone died.
Wait, what did you say?
Maysoon, hang on.
Oh, no. Don't fall in the tub.
Okay. Ah! Are you still there, Maysoon?
I'm still here.
Maysoon, we're really coming up on our 300th episode.
I know, dude.
I think we need to slow down a little bit.
Okay, great.
What if we call this episode our 290th episode so we have 10 more episodes?
Can we just do that? Can we just call it to whatever number it is and then 0.1, 0.2, 0.3?
Yes,
we
perfect.
We can't go backwards.
So
that's not right.
Yeah, no, you're really good.
Let's just
good.
Slow it down.
Okay,
like,
so let's
by
just call
seconds.
This one whatever it is, 0.1, yeah. And that'll buy us a little time.
Yeah, or we can do like version 2.
Okay, I love where your head's at.
I also wanted to give a quick shout out to, you know, a non-visual arts space. The ODC is a dance theater and also studio, and their theater fall season is coming out, or is coming October
Who?
28th through November
what?
13th.
Who?
ODC.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's a dance
okay,
theater. And there's a bunch of really exciting experimental performance pieces coming. This, I believe the season was curated by, I saw the name recently, by a number of people, including Amara Tabor Smith, who is one of my absolute favorite people.
Maysoon, I want to go.
Okay, yeah, I'll send you the link. Let's put the link in the
Will
underworld.
You take me?
Yeah, I'll take you.
Thank you, Maysoon. But there's all sorts. You're of... all I have. That's codependence.
Oh my
right
god!
There.
See, that's too much. That makes me feel
when
uncomfortable.
When you say you're all I have, that's codependence.
Oh, that makes me sad for people who feel that way. To be honest, you know.
Okay, well, just like have just at least two people,
right? Anyhow, I just Everybody. Wanted to say that there's a lot
you
of
fucking losers.
Listen, there's a lot of really exciting performances coming up. Everyone go out and support your local small nonprofit dance organizations.
Losers,
I know. Well, no, yeah. People, everyone, God, our conversation like is back and forth here. people need support and we should.
And maybe they can find that support at ODC.
Yeah, or at least maybe a way to sort of feel better.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure ODC has actual therapy support.
No.
Could direct.
Definitely not.
But you can. Dance and exercise is, you know, proven to be very good to help with your mental state. And so I would encourage anyone who has any interest in movement at all to try a class of some sort. They have exercise classes and dance classes. Or
do they have ones for people that truly have nothing going?
Yeah, totally.
Like straight up.
Totally.
Remedial.
Well, I'm not sure if they're going to call it remedial, but they do have like absolute beginner classes and they're called literally called absolute beginner classes.
Okay. I need that. I need someone to like put a helmet on me and then like hit the helmet with a stick when the beat goes.
No.
Please.
No.
Like how they did in that one movie about a marching band.
Here's the deal. If you don't know where the beat is, it's okay because you're figuring it out. You're not going to mess anyone else up because you don't know what's going on.
Yeah, but I need someone to like train my body to understand rhythm.
Okay, well that might you might need a couple private classes first.
Weren't
you
goodness,
and Katie doing
private
like
classes?
Private? Weren't you guys doing some dance classes together? Did I make that up?
We did one salsa dancing lesson with our friend Kiko, but
oh, yeah.
I kept nodding so hard. I told you this,
you
I think.
Yourself.
I kept nodding so much. That I gave myself brain damage.
Shit, because you were trying to keep the beat. You were trying to, like, hold the beat in your head. So you were like, one, two, three. Oh, my goodness, Kate.
Uh-huh. I was violently.
What if we found you a dance form that didn't require you knowing the rhythm? That just allowed you to move at your own pace and
Where
rhythm?
I'm just fucking Elaine from Seinfeld, Maysoon. That's exactly what I'm trying not to do.
The Elaine from Seinfeld is amazing.
No, she's, like, having, like, a... freaky blast off
but she's enjoying it probably so who cares
I guess okay that's really fair Maysoon
right? It's not I feel like dance is about you
point.
And your body and how you feel
that's actually exactly the attitude we need for the full moon
yeah there we go having it let's have it
okay I love it okay well should we leave it there
I think we should leave it there
Okay, well, we're going to be observing the full moon from the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been
Congratulations
Pine Tree.
Sprinkling, ice cubes clinking, no sense thinking.